Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leaders Credit Union is here for you. Yeah, even Leaders knows you got to let the beat drop. Because Leaders knows what's up. And they want to help you, show you what's up every step of your financial journey. They can be there for you. They want to be there for you. Once you be a member of the family, we are. You guys know that by now. Little Chris, he's learning how to grow his money because he's a future Leaders saver. Got an account set up. And when you're part of that Leaders family, boy, do they take care of you. Better rates, whether that's on mortgages, car loans, everything else. Got a new branch up in Arlington. I go to the Bartlett branch. But I tell you what, that app they've got. Best technology around for my money. And they've got more fee-free ATMs than Bank of America. So get with Leaders. You can open up a Compass Black credit card with Leaders. Enjoy 3% cash back on every purchase when you sign up. To learn more, visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders is your financial champion and federally insured by NCUA.
All right, the coaching carousel spins again. And one coach has taken a job. Let's do the rundown. Iowa State has an opening because Matt Campbell is headed to Penn State. This is a domino. This is a domino because that's a power job that just opened up, right?
Yep.
That is a power job that just opened up, and it is, as we all can see, not a great year for coaching candidates, right? I mean, it's not been a very deep pool, and so we shall see, what happens. But Matt Campbell has taken the job at Penn State. I mean, he was like, what, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 11th candidate on that list?
It might be double digits is kind of what I thought.
Yeah, that was that one was pretty down the list. And again, I think part of it is nobody wants to – I don't think anybody wants to, like, happily take on that job description there, right, which is, hey, just beat the behemoth that is Ohio State.
Exactly.
Why would I want to do that?
And if I beat everybody but them, you're not happy, you're going to fire me?
Exactly.
You know.
Yep. That's a hard life. It's a hard life.
It is.
Now, for him, he's been at Iowa State for a long time.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that ain't no easy job.
No, it's not.
It's a power four job.
No, it's
as you say, but and folks want power four jobs, but it's not an easy job at all.
It's definitely not. And he's, had a run there, so.
Kind of timed for.
Exactly.
He's probably been looking to get out, and maybe. He had some chances, it felt like earlier, it's certainly been involved with some stuff and hadn't left. And I had wondered if he had missed his window.
Yep.
So, good chance for him to jump.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Before all the luster comes off.
Yes, most.
Were they 8-4 last year? Or this year, excuse me.
Yes.
7th in the Big 12, yeah.
Yes. It makes sense. We'll see if it impacts Memphis. I don't suspect it will. The only thing I could see, again, if we even think that Dan Mullen is in the conversation, could he maybe look at Iowa State? I don't know. I mean, it's a Power Four job. I don't know what Matt Campbell was making last year. I guess I could look that up. He was making about $5 million annually last year. So, that is an option for Dan Mullen if he wants to. Again, I have no idea.
That's
if he
certainly
does.
Money that we would not pay here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to get close to that, though, right? Five?
I don't know which say he's making 3.5.
Yeah.
Again, I'm, four and a half.
You saying 3.75 and
that fire better be burning really hot
right.
in
no,
that
I,
belly if you're giving him $5 million at Memphis.
Yeah, I agree.
That's Power 4 money.
It
that's,
is. You know. It is. Obviously, because that's what Power 4 teams are paying, you know? I mean, Iowa State
Mac did finish first, you know, year four last year.
Right.
Tied for first at
right.
least. They were 11-3.
But if Memphis was in a Power 4, so it would aspire to be like an Iowa State, right? Like a. I mean, Iowa State is a very, very solid right. year in and year out program, and they're paying five.
Solid's the word. In the 5 years, he only got over, I mean, he had the 1-11-3 season last 5 years.
Right.
He's been there, what, 10?
Yeah.
But 7-6, 4-8, 7-6, then the 11-3, 8-4. I mean,
yeah.
That's hard.
Very, very hard.
4 years there, he's 4th, 10th, 4th, 7th.
Yeah.
Was that, you know, after yeah. the tie for the, that's how hard that job is.
Well, you know, you have to do it with, you know, Dion, you know, in that league. It's not exactly easy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's, it is indeed going to be Matt Campbell at Penn State and over at, and this, and I'm glad, first of all, the existence of Kalshi, is it makes these coaching searches so much more interesting to talk about, right? So much more fun. Because previously we would have only the intermittent tweet updates from college football reporters nationally, you know, about, oh, here's who the search is looking at. Who, you know, and at least with Kalshi, it's more of a minute-to-minute updating of where a search could be headed, right? Matt Campbell was not somebody that was on Kalshi until yesterday for Penn State, right? So, you know, got to keep that in mind. I know you're curious. Where is the Memphis search as it stands right now?
Right now.
Where? Right now. Jerry Mack, the favorite, 29%. Dan Mullen is right behind him at 28%. So it according to Kalshi, it is a two-horse race, which I find very interesting. Like, if you were to go bet, I want to caution this. It's a market of $23,556. Right, that's the entire market for Memphis football up at Kalshi, and so that means that it's very illiquid, meaning that any price action is going to influence these numbers pretty extremely. If you go bet $100 on Dan Mullen to be the next coach, it's going to move him from whatever he is right now. I think it's 43 or 44%. I don't know exactly. To 59%. That's just $100. That's not any money. That's nothing. That's, you know, and that's how. So that's how sensitive it is. So I would caution Memphis fans. It's probably not for the purposes of this search going to be the best tool to keep you updated on what's actually happening. Because what I think is happening is that Brad just keeps going to Kalshi and betting $100 on Dan Mullen to be the next coach.
Brad does not wager, as we know. That's how I keep my money.
This is predict. This is predict.
He got out of the
predictive,
game.
Predictive, yeah.
This is predict.
I enjoy the Dan Mullen as theater thing, and I also love what Jason has done because he's trapdoored Memphis to put their money where their mouth is.
I don't know why you're putting me out front
no.
of this. There's
but,
thousands
but
of fans that would love Dan
I'm
Mullen.
I'm with, and I want Dan Mullen. I'm the biggest Tigers fan of the but you have to somehow walk the walk. You laid this out perfectly in the first hour where you said you put all the money and acted like a Power Five. Now is the time to run through that and do that. And I think that's what Dan Mullen, why I love the Dan Mullen thing is it demonstrates that. It says, boom, dunk. We're giving him $6 million and paying a $4 million buyout. We're investing $10 million in this hire because we invested $200 in getting into said conference.
Is it odd that no one's asked him about coaching opportunities this week?
I don't know if he's had any availability.
I mean, don't they have a beat writer out there that, you know,
yeah,
in Las Vegas, a Review Journal or something? And much like, our, you know, Ryan Silverfield was asked about opportunities.
Right.
And the fact that hasn't happened, what do you think about that?
I mean, it is interesting. Like there's been literally nothing in the Vegas
media. We should probably say, because we haven't said it today,
yeah,
but that Dan Mullen has said,
I'm not leaving.
He has said,
until
I'm not leaving.
I'm going to be here next year. You're going to have to deal with
and
me.
And right. For those that hadn't heard us discuss this, when was that comment?
October.
October. So back before.
I think it's enough time, and you know, to just come back to him and say, hey, like, you know, your name is out there for,
But maybe it's a deal where it really isn't.
But it isn't.
Out there.
Right, like the beat writer didn't look at Nikalski and saying this is serious. He doesn't
like
have
no
any,
national
you know,
reporter anywhere. Nobody's has mentioned
no,
it.
No one nationally touched it. They, in fact, some of them seem to be kind of like, scoffing at it.
If
you
we
know,
if we look,
I think there are boosters talking about it, but I don't
well,
think nationally.
We're talking about it in terms of you
is
know
this just coming
a,
out of Memphis
Vegas
only.
Reporter exactly.
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Because he's already ended that there.
I think what you know we will look back at and say. If Dan Mullen is not the job, we will say that we completely manufactured his name. Into,
that's
into,
right.
Into this
and I would agree 100% with that.
You know, and
you have to have kicked the tires.
I think they probably did that at the very least. I mean, they certainly would have to. I mean, everybody at every search has like, okay, home run, more realistic.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
and,
right.
And
you
run still, in a sense, my gosh, you're talking about you're going into a newly renovated stadium. You want some juice going in that thing.
Right.
Dan Mullen, home run. Not to mention good football coach.
Yes.
Yeah,
but he, I mean, just knocks out two birds right there.
But what again, what I would say, though, is that Jason will not be available tonight between 6 and 9. So do not reach out to him or text him.
Fool, you've already sold me on Amari Odom.
Well, why don't you just watch and enjoy?
Is he Lamar's nephew?
A coronation.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you enjoy the coronation?
I see the next Byron Brown if we go there, although it could be this young man at UNLV, the next great white quarterback. Anthony Calandria.
Right.
The Mountain West Offensive
See,
Player of the Year.
Again, that's why, John, I'm going to watch both with hope tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the Mac.
You don't need to watch Dan Mullen, though.
No, you don't, Mullen. Jason.
I want to see the quarterback.
No.
I just told you that. Yes,
don't look at stuff you can't have.
Please.
That's right.
Don't look at stores you can't buy from, dog.
This guy really thinks he's better than us. He
don't
does.
Look at stores
every
you
day,
can't get into, bro.
Day.
Get out of that Gucci store. Go over there to that other store.
I saw you taking your shots at Memphis all over social media. You're having a lot of fun with this.
I enjoy the hell out of this.
Yeah, I know.
Because people
can
crapped
tell.
On
but
this
whole thing.
But
you take shots. You take shots and then you hide your hands.
Wow.
And then you hide
there is no question about that.
Wow.
He is exactly
I saw
right.
some of that on social media
there
last night.
There is no question about
you like
about
to
that.
Stir it up. And then let them fight over it.
All truths told by Jason.
Uh-huh.
But let me say this.
This is a man who doesn't take social media seriously.
I would love to buy you out, buy your coach from that
you
cheap
can't
program,
afford that store, dog.
That poverty program that
you
is UNLV.
Y'all can't shop
I would
in that
love
store.
Ed, do you hear me? Buy
Ed,
this
you
man
can't
out.
Shop in that store. Stop wasting
Listen
time.
Listen to how they talk about you, Ed. Make the big
move. You can't get on there. I know your boosters want you to get there. You ain't getting there, dog.
You can look, but you can't touch.
Because that's the industry right there, man. That's the way they
brand
you.
You can't get in there.
That's how they talk about you.
That's true.
That's what they think about you. That is. That's the way the outsiders think about Memphis.
That's the Ice Cube intro to No Vaseline. Here's what they think about you. Here's what they think about you.
I'm sorry to gaslight. I'm sorry.
It's true. You have lit the fire and the passion.
I am sorry.
Now Jason wants them to hire Dan Mullen specifically just so that you don't have him anymore.
I was trying to be calm.
I want
you
all to hire him.
Your shot.
And I like that side of it too. Like,
but let me posit this to you though: if Memphis hires Dan Mullen, Brad still wins.
I love him being hired here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he still loses. He doesn't think we got the gumption and the want to do something.
But
like
if they do though, it means he's in the market
showing
still
Brad.
With Dan Mullen.
I love it.
Brad and
I love
that
it
Big 12
way.
President that said, "What's changed?" We'd be showing them.
John has absolutely figured me out on this one.
He's positioned himself in a way where he can't lose.
Well, no, because we're going to have such a good time together next year in Section 115 with season tickets, watching
right.
Dan Mullen.
I want
right.
that.
I am
Let
not,
me
I'm
be clear.
I have high hopes for the Mac if he returns, but I'm not buying season tickets right off top. Just say it. I've got to see it.
That's racist.
Jeez.
No, it
it's
is.
Not racist
it is.
At all.
Don't
it's
do
very
that.
Racist. No, Dan Mullen, I know. Jerry Mac, I think I know.
Mm. We'll get to know. How about you go to his office? You know, how about you... talk to some people around the Kennesaw program. I got a couple of references for you.
I've already heard Dan talking great about this program.
I do.
I
want to hear those.
I've heard it already.
Now you can just text Dan Wolken.
Plus, I'm a man of my word. I said if they got Dan Mullen, I would do it.
Dan
I did not say that about Jerry Mack.
He doesn't even know what Kennesaw looks like, and
no,
he lives
Dan,
in Atlanta,
Dan,
for God's
Dan,
sakes.
Dan's actually been down. He's going to go down. He promised he'd go down for the championship game.
Don't they play in a soccer stadium?
I don't know where they play, which makes it even more impressive if they're playing in a soccer stadium that they're going 9-3. I loved the idea of Jerry Mack. Like
I kind of do too.
He's a grinder. He's a football coach. He's a guy from Memphis. He's bringing a QB. He's been here. You know, he's young enough. I like all those things. And he's turning around a program that was not even conceived in 2017. Okay, I think. This
you
is
don't
the,
have to sell him
this
to
This is
us.
The kind of... I think I need to mention something to some people.
You've sold me on Amari.
Right. Well, see, you know.
But I'm not going to be as excited, John. That's just not going to happen. And I think that would be the majority of the fan base.
So you're
saying
they
have talked themselves into it by Monday that Jerry Maxwell.
Yes.
Because I believe, and I said it in the first hour, more than one man can do well in this job and certainly better than Ryan Silverfield.
So you will not go streaking down Highland if Jerry Max the hire?
No. I'm going to go. Where is he from? Whitehaven? I'm going to go over there and talk to him.
Okay, you're going to go streak in Whitehaven.
No, I'm just going to go talk to the crew. The folks that remember him from Whitehaven, get to know him like we all do.
Exactly.
Our new Memphis football coach.
I think
hey, what do you know? Tell me them stories about Jerry. Did you know
right.
he was special when he was coming up through? I mean,
that's
clearly
right.
he was.
I like it. I think it was fate, you know, because we had the repast in Whitehaven, and now
right.
we're thinking about hiring a coach
yeah.
who's from Whitehaven.
That's true.
I think it's just destiny, man. I think it's like the Bears haven't lost.
I mean, you want it to be destiny.
I don't
again,
I don't have any vested interest in Jerry Mack being the coach.
What happened to John and the campaign manager for Charles Huff? Because that really – we haven't heard that.
Gone.
Let's still – where is Huff still even on your radar?
Huff on
you
the radar.
You done forgot his first name. You hadn't said it in so long.
Chuck.
You tweeted he was your number one, didn't you?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you put it out there,
at least
said
on
here.
The show. I give the show my best stuff.
And that is no longer the case, clearly.
Well,
you are
all in on
Mac. That's what's obvious.
As I told you, he doesn't bring that quarterback that Jerry does.
There's a difference there.
You know, so there is a – yes, there is – now, I think
– you wrote about players as well.
I like
the importance of bringing them.
I like players. I like the guys that are going to bring 19, 20, 25 players with them.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
And I know Jerry Mack's going to bring some good
ones. Including the quarterback. That's a pretty important position in case
you guys are not aware.
I'm saying that
running back's out of eligibility.
Coleman
though.
Bennett.
Did we check?
I showed Jason a highlight, and it was a great highlight. I do think he stepped out of bounds. The Conference USA cameras.
Please, nobody watching that close.
Rinky dink.
They didn't catch it.
And they even reviewed it. I was watching. I said, that young man did not stay in bounds, but they counted it.
CUSA commissioner, go.
Brett Banowski.
Oh.
Wrong.
It's a woman,
not,
isn't it?
No, I don't even
it's
know
it's a
who
woman.
This guy here.
Who is it?
I don't know.
It's a woman.
Oh. I was John.
It's a woman.
You don't get right for that after you.
Judy McLeod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you failed the test.
Britton Banowski.
No, there was a point there. Nobody
I think
knows.
Was.
Nobody knows.
Is he still with us? I think he might have passed away.
Oh, no.
Yes. Or maybe he's still with us. Sorry.
Mm.
But I thought he died. He died
in
the eyes of Conference USA.
He
was slain by the USA.
They're talking
USA
about
officials.
Me in Memphis.
That's right.
They didn't talk about me in years.
No, he was like you want to talk about a guy that did absolutely nothing.
But
he did give us the Conference USA tournament though. I'll give him that. This new American Conference don't even play with us about that. They gonna have that thing everywhere but Memphis.
Yeah, as you can see, we need this coaching hire done.
Yes.
Because John's getting loose with it.
Yeah.
Checking Kalshi every 3 minutes.
Oh, I just got a text.
I'm over here getting offended by Brad's shots at us.
I'm only having a little fun with
Memphis.
I enjoy, you know.
Memphis football has their man.
Are you?
According to Ross Dellinger.
No.
The Tigers have hired Mandullen.
He's smiling. It's not. Only the people viewing could know that.
He sells it so well, I will say.
Man,
I buy it on
time
every
like
time.
This, you really shouldn't play.
Would you be okay
people
if they hired
fall for a false alarm.
Mandullen? Would you be good with that one?
No.
I bid on it. That's so stupid.
That sounds, no.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen today. It's going to happen over the weekend, probably Sunday morning, right? That would be my guess.
I'm excited about these games tonight, John.
2.5-point favorite are Kennesaw State.
And now, UNLV is an underdog to Boise
right.
State, correct?
Yeah,
right.
Rough night ahead.
If he loses, I think you have to take him out of consideration, Dan Mullen.
If Mullen loses this game, it means a silver.
Oh, this is not. Is this a win-at-all-costs game for
it
us?
It needs to be.
Is this a referendum?
Do you apply your same standard to your people?
Hell no.
To UNLV? You should.
No, he's already got the job. He's our dream coach. We're happy with him.
He's
playing on the damn blue turf tonight.
Dream coach is
I've already been invited. I'm no longer
UNLV,
sitting
bro.
With you if they hire Dan Mullen in Section 115 because you are a fake. You'd be a fake fan sitting in there with Tiger stuff on.
Wow.
I'm moving to Section 114. With some people who I know are real Tigers.
Oh,
I will not
no.
sit beside Brad
listen,
Carson. He takes unnecessary shots at the program. He laughs at it any chance he gets.
Listen,
he is just like the Big 12 president that said, nothing's changed here since they last betted
despite
us.
The fact that UNLV basketball is 18 spots ahead of Memphis in basketball, we're not in football. In terms of total wins over the history of our programs. I know UNLV is 7th all time. I know Memphis is in the mid-20s. That's not the case in football for us. We suck. I was there when John Robinson came from USC. So, like, having Dan Mullen is like Jesus coaching. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, that's why they gave him $3.5 million.
That's why you pay him record Mountain West money.
And
more than Ryan Silverfield was making,
almost double.
Yeah, almost it's, double it's, Silverfield.
Ryan Silverfield now got to a conference championship. He didn't deserve more.
That's right.
That's fair.
No, I mean, listen, I think whether it's Dan Mullen, whether it's Jerry Mack, whether it's Mandullen, I do think that Memphis football will be in a very, very good and advantageous position. And I would just tell Memphis fans, because I've seen it, like, you know, I look at Brandon Bumgarner's Twitter. He's like, genuine question.
I love the gas.
Who do you want? Dan.
And there are boosters with him, too.
I'm sure there are.
Lots of them.
But that doesn't mean that Dan Mullen is the only, as Jason put it, the only coach who is capable of doing a great job here. He's not.
That's fair.
He's not. This is not Dan Mullen or bust. This is get the hire right or bust.
Right.
And he is not the only hire that I would classify as right now.
That's fair.
Let me say this. Jerry Mack could come here and not be good. It could prove to be too much of a step up. He could find that he's not, you know, able to identify the same level of talent that he was at Kennesaw State and take the same chances, all those things. Like, I am not saying that he's a foolproof, you know, hire either. So it goes both ways. I want to make sure I'm clear about that.
Yeah.
But this stuff is very difficult, man. I mean, Bill Belichick was the biggest name on the planet. North Carolina thought they were going to be back to greatness when they hired Bill Belichick, and he has been an absolute embarrassment. You know, I mean, that's just the truth.
But he wasn't preparing for this in the way that these guys that we're talking about are.
It's true.
Yeah.
And have been in it.
I don't think Dan Mullen is just a name.
Game than what he
but you better be sure about that. Yeah. You know, you better be sure that, all right, he's going to come to Memphis. And I think what Dan said, the way he said, not be above it, right? Mm-hmm. That's the key. And I just don't know. I'm not saying that Dan would feel that way. I don't know. I'm not in those discussions. I'm not talking to these people. Again, if this was a basketball search, I'd have a lot more insight on what coaches are thinking and, you know, what the word is on football. And especially, again, with as quiet as Memphis has kept this, I really give them credit. You know, they're not returning calls. They're not doing nothing. They ain't talking to nobody. So I give them credit for that. You know, I just think there's more than one way to skin a cat here, and I think you know, Memphis has good decision makers. I trust them on these things, and I look forward to the announcement. But in the meantime, in between time, in Cordova tonight, on the menu, spanakopita, maybe some Yinglings that I'll provide.
Well, we're actually saving the spanakopita for Sunday 3:25 in the 211th meeting. Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers, two of the more storied franchises in NFL history. That's when the spanakopita will be baked. Y'all won't be there.
I've been informed that there will not, in fact, be spanakopita on the menu tonight for the Jason Smith house party.
Yeah, we haven't had it since that loss.
Jesus.
That was
10 years
stuff.
Ago.
I think Faith had gotten that. And
I enjoyed it. They were good.
It had sat in there for a really long time in the freezer. Probably
for
about 8 to 12 months. And I said, you know what? We got to heat something up for Brad and for John.
That's probably why I lost that.
Yeah.
Bennett was there too.
Yeah, I forgot.
That was the last time.
Because again, I'd put it out of my memory.
That was. I think that really traumatized Jason, that entire experience.
Oh, yeah.
He hated that so
changed
much.
Changed how I take in game.
The video is what I regret the most. I'll never live for, you know.
Right.
I'll never get over that.
Right, and you put that out to the world, didn't you?
Oh, you tweeted it?
Yeah, ooh, and I remember Jason and I, I had a reckoning.
And I think I was supposed to forgive you.
No.
Right?
He was supposed to, but he forgot. No. And, you know, I think Jason got mad at me because
as far within my
walk. Laughed. And so he kind of felt like I was a company.
Both of you guys.
An accessory to it. And I would just say, you know, how could you not laugh? I laugh at everything just to keep from crying.
How many bars did that ball hit? Two?
It was double, two. It was the double doink.
It did double dunk.
Cody Parkey.
Might have hit the third one on the way down.
I think it was Chris Collinsworth that said the words first, maybe.
Yeah.
Double doink.
Yeah.
And that's how it was nicknamed that.
Yeah.
But look where you are now.
Look where you are now, dude. You're 9-3. You got a quarterback.
Living right. Les Smith's looking out for us.
Yeah. He is.
I got everything going for us right now. 9-10.
Praise God.
All the pressure's on Green Bay this weekend. Really looking forward to it.
Dennis Allen.
Appreciate the interest.
Yes.
And a very relevant franchise.
I'm rooting for you to make up for the wrongs.
I appreciate
that. I need a right.
I can feel some
There's remorse.
Sincerity
yes,
in that.
I've never forgotten.
No. He's never forgotten.
The next chance you get to take a shot at Memphis, he'll still do it. He'll still do it.
Just have a little fun there. Yeah. It's soon to end.
And I'm having a little fun, too.
Well, yes, and
I like the back and forth.
I like the idea of buying you out.
I do, too.
Of making you the little man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Flipping
little
this
brother,
thing.
Little
flipping
bro.
This thing.
Hey, here you go, Rebels.
Memphis has only paid a buyout one time. in its history.
Yeah, they don't pay buyouts, dog.
Does anybody have a guess?
Josh Pastner.
Memphis football.
Didn't they have to pay him on the way out?
You're saying Memphis football.
Memphis athletics.
I mean, we paid Tubby.
Wasn't there a payout or some sort?
And I'm talking about a buyout to hire someone.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're saying
that's happened once?
Yes, happened one time, and that was Tubby Smith.
Oh, it was Tubby to Texas Tech? Oh.
It was Tubby from Texas Tech, and it was a price tag of $900,000.
Man, we did that too?
Yep.
Man.
And I do wonder if that at all factors into the Mullen thinking. Like, man, last time we did this, we were really, really wrong. You know, I mean, it was a different committee and a different regime totally, but I mean, it happened.
Mm.
And it was an expensive mistake, right? Because it was the 900, then it was the 2 years of salary, and then it was 9 million after that. So it was basically $16 million mistake.
You know, the other thing, and this is a serious part of it, taking the Memphis job just got a hell of a lot. It would be harder for Mullen than what he's got now because you have your thing in place. Now, he'd flip that roster. He'd have more NIL. But, like, you got a harder coach to coach against now at South Florida. South Florida is kicking ass and taking names. Tulane's going to invest. It's probably a harder league for you.
It is.
And so do you wait the year?
But the reward is greater.
Maybe you wait one more year, you go run this little crappy ass Mountain West thing, and then you go take a Power Five job.
Well, the reason I say
what's the job?
The best one available.
Who's screaming for Dan Mullen after another good year?
I think that it'll be there for him. I really do.
It'll be there.
And I'm really close to it, obviously.
Is it a great job? Is it the one he wants?
There's going to be good jobs opening. I think there'll be big jobs opening again. It's just going to be every year now because
the fact that if he can go to a playoff at Memphis and he can't at UNLV.
100%. Right.
And I don't know how, you know, again.
We need James Madison to lose, but he could.
I mean, yeah, I think there's just more of an access point in the American
than,
you know. And we'll see what the new Pac-12 brings. We'll see what kind of challenge they are. But they really only have Boise. I mean, they don't, you know, Washington State and San Diego State and Oregon State haven't really.
Those are better wins for Boise in conference than anything that Dan's going to get out of the Mountain West.
Correct. If UNLV was going to the Mountain West, I would say, man, Dan, you could damn near retire there because, you know, you could literally go to the playoff every year. I mean, all you have to do is just beat Boise State and then.
Question whether they made the right move staying where they stayed.
Yeah. I don't really know why they did that, but
I don't know
the particulars yet.
Money right now, in a time of need, but the longer view might be they'd be better off in the Pac-12. They've got it.
Well,
deal
and you got the Nevada
now,
situation. That state has a two-school system that's kind of janked up in terms of Nevada has to go, we go, they go. It's a state. It's an issue. Nevada's wrapped up in that, too.
But Mandullen is the next coach at the University of Memphis.
It's
great.
Grizzlies back at it tonight, 6:30 pregame here on 92.9 FM. ESPN will be getting you ready. Eric Hasseltine on the call at 7. It is the lowly, lowly Los Angeles Clippers, a Clippers team that is coming off of a win against the Hawks on this road trip. It's the second of a five-game – well, that was the second of a five-game road trip, that Hawks game. But they had lost 5 in a row before that, and they've dropped 8 of 10. Things were better, though, against the Hawks. They had Kawhi and Harden both playing and playing pretty well. That's the thing. Harden had been sitting. That's part of their struggles as Kawhi's working his way back. But look, this is a team that you handled 112-107, a week, 2 weeks ago, however long it was. They sort of run together at this point, and one you should handle now that's beneath you in the standings. We've talked about this, an opportunity for the Grizzlies. The next three are all against Portland as well, Utah, teams that are beneath you in the standings. And so it's something you capitalized on the road trip when you went 3-1 on taking care of those teams, and hopefully it's more of the same. The news, frankly, is we've awaited an update on Ja Morant because we were scheduled for a reevaluation in 2 weeks. It's been past 2 weeks now. Did get the update, obviously, that he is out tonight from on the injury report, but you've seen the pictures of him practicing.
Yep.
Brandon Clark's out there too. And so you figure it's got to be close and that hopefully over this next three-game homestand, at least I'm hopeful that he will be back. And most importantly, you know, I'll say it, back with the program.
For sure.
Because I'll be honest with you, although the wins aren't coming against the better teams, the program's looking pretty good right now. You have to give Isolo, if you're being fair, a ton of credit for where this thing was. I mean, at one point they had dropped 9 of 10 for where it was. You had your star player challenging you. You're in a spot, he's backed you in a corner where you got to challenge him back or risk losing your credibility, the roster's confidence in you. And since that Boston game where we were questioning, oh, man, no effort, even Isolo had to say no effort in this game, that roster's been on board. And these roles have been more defined. And in a time where they've been as shorthanded still as anything, guys, you're getting longer injury updates on. Oh, man, thought he was going to be back. He's not, Ty Jerome. You've managed to weave your way through it and get back to a point, certainly, that looks like, you know, right now, playing status. So I think there's some, for a first-year coach, again, being challenged in the way that he was by a star player who in many ways has been the face of this organization, solid job getting through this part. Keep taking care of business against these lower-level teams, L.A., Portland, Utah next, and hopefully you've got Ja worked in seamlessly through this, somewhere in this, and as you approach the better teams on the roster, you got Minnesota coming down the pike soon on the road. As you approach those, you're operating at a higher level. Zach Edey deserves it.
Yeah.
Zach Edey, Cedric Howard, who's been in it all year long. Those guys, Vince Williams, for the yeoman's way he's come in. I continue to put it that way. I think it's the best way to put it. You know, no point guards. Those guys deserve Ja to come back with some joy and to try to lift as best as he can to lift this thing up. Not a Ja that's still making it about himself or worried about what ESPN's writing or anything like that. Those players, even if you know, Isolo, whatever. And you need to repair that relationship because the man had to call you out. But those players that have been out there running up and down that floor, getting wins with you out, they deserve you to get back in with the program and on board. So hopefully that is all soon happening with Ja. But, yeah, you're taking advantage of an older Clippers team tonight.
Yeah.
Again, without Norman Powell, I continue to stress it. Big loss that they underestimated in terms of not wanting to pay him, moving off of him. He should have been an all-star last year. Much in terms of career, where he is, a lot more still left in that tank, it feels like, than the Kawhis and the Hardens, especially as it related to playoff success. So I think that's a move that they're still regretting among many others.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they have – I don't really know – I guess it was really just the fact they went all in on old guys.
Yeah. Well, and then you had apparently Chris Paul in there challenging folks, you know, whether it was Ty Lue or whatever else. Like, it's a bad element in there.
It is.
And some were saying, I was listening, that he might be done, Chris Paul.
Oh, it's just over.
I don't, unless an OKC comes around, I'm assuming, and says, hey, want to come on and win a championship because we loved you. You know, I don't know about the want to. I mean, is the writing not on the wall when you've been dismissed the way he was? Or does that light a fire in you again to come back, oh, an old man fire, and now I'll prove it. I'll prove it with the Wizards. No. He's going to walk away depending upon the offer, I would think. It didn't have to be something, my guess, for Chris Paul for it to be worth it. And OKC, Chris Paul, Memphis? My man Michael Wallace suggested that. And maybe, you know.
They are 5-1.
Third best odds. You could use a point guard right now, obviously, with Ja out. Ty Jerome still on the mend. But, guys, Zach Kleiman ain't the kind of guy who wants pushback dudes up in here.
No.
And if that's just what Chris Paul was doing, and good chance he decides he's going to do that again if he sees anything he doesn't approve of in here, that ain't their M.O. It's certainly not Zach Kleiman's M.O. And I'm not sure. Didn't we sort of do this with D. Rose, I would say, too? Where
well,
we were hoping
I
for
mean,
a vet. No, there's a need. Don't get me wrong.
And
there's
D. Rose
a need
was
now
more
for
of a,
point guard.
He wasn't a pushback guy, right?
Not a pushback guy, but old, wise, savvy vet
mentor.
That could help mentor Ja if you're trying to factor that into Chris Paul.
Yeah.
But also maybe had some solid backup days in him.
Yeah.
Have we not just seen with the Clippers? He doesn't. Like, it's over. So I wouldn't be interested in Chris Paul here, although I can understand why some would. I'm not buying it with where he is in his career. I don't think Chris Paul is ready to get down with the program like we need Ja Morant to do. And then who was it? Drew Hill making the point to us yesterday? You already got enough potential chaos going on in there. You just cleaned it, trying to get it cleaned up. You just got it cleaned up relatively.
Yep.
You don't need any potential for more coming up in here. So I'm anti-Chris Paul. I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
No, you're not sorry.
Hit the button. Yeah, no, I'm not sorry. It was a joke that I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Okay, I'm
anti-Chris Paul. Don't bring him anywhere around this team. We're still fragile around here.
That's right.
Heck, we talking about?
My bad. I forgot you were fragile.
The team is fragile.
Team is fragile.
Sorry,
they don't need a pushback guy.
Team is
no.
No.
This is fact.
You're right on
that's
that.
Not even opinion. That's fact.
No,
you're not going to bring him anywhere near here.
No.
Yeah, Isolo's trying to hold on to this thing and hoping that Giant going to come in and hit it with a hammer.
We are big.
You know, let Chris Paul possibly come in here with one, too?
We are big. We're big.
Yeah.
Big Memphis football?
That's right.
Do I need to be checking my? Are you trying to tell me? No, you're not.
No. I was.
I don't care, but your subliminal messages.
I was making an accusation onto the mental makeup of the team. But you know, they are ninth in the West. I mean, I will say after all that.
Well, I just don't think we can dig ourselves any deeper, John. Unfortunately, you look at the bottom. What's beneath you?
No, I watched the end of the Pelicans game yesterday, and I was insulted. I was absolutely insulted by the roster that they are throwing out there. They may not win 10 games. I mean, I watched the Timberwolves were, it was weird because they were playing a back-to-back in New Orleans. It was New Orleans Tuesday or Wednesday, and then it was New Orleans again on Thursday. They were losing going into the fourth quarter, the Timberwolves were. I think they were down by two. Dude, I you want to talk about a team that is literally not trying? It's the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, I would say Dumars off to a really bad start already.
It's the it's Bryce McGowan's, Sadiq Bey, Derek Queen's out there at the end of the game.
Oh, we like Fears. Your man. In the future, he's going to be fine.
Fears eventually got out there.
That's the pick?
Yeah, he was the first.
Him and Queen.
The final score does not tell the tale because they just let go of the rope in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's the worst team in the league is what you're trying to tell us.
Jordan Hawkins. They got Micah Peavy out there. Well, I think it was a second-round rookie. They looked – I mean, you're not – to your point, Jason, you cannot go lower because the Pelicans exist.
The crazy thing is they're not even trying to tank because they don't have their pick. That's only good for Atlanta. Atlanta's going to mess around and have the number one pick. And New Orleans doesn't have his pick because of the move up to get Queen.
Yeah, that's really tragic.
And they're not even trying to tank.
That is
there is
really
no
tragic.
Incentive to tank.
That's terrible.
That is how bad
the
situation
move
is.
Them. Move the franchise.
And to be honest with you, I'm not sure that Joe Dumars is the guy I want blowing it up and rebuilding it. You know what? You know, I just think that's a situation where I'd look at where they are. You know, we've tried to say, well, the lease isn't signed, and what about attendance here? No, down in New Orleans. Where you can't even see a future for it in terms of the right now. You don't even know if you got the right people in the front office. That I'd be more worried about, you know, moving it, relocating with that franchise, man. Do the people of New Orleans even care? I mean, look, when the Grizzlies were down losing 9-10, we were going crazy around here. We still care about that team in this small market.
Yep.
I don't know that they care down there. They're just trying to figure out Shucker. Do they have something in Tyler Shuck?
They do,
the
actually.
Saints, that's what?
Dude, if you look at what he's done.
Come on, bro. I watch it each week. We're trying to get him to throw to Juwan Johnson.
He's got a
it's rough sometimes.
I mean,
what is his completion rate? I already know is better than Caleb's. So if you're going to start there, go ahead. Everybody in the league is.
Tyler Shucks ranks among rookie quarterbacks since week 8. He's second in quarterback rating, second in completion percentage, first in yards per game, fifth in TD rate, third in interception rate, first in success rate.
What was yards per completion?
Did I hear that one?
That one's been left out.
Game.
Yeah, I heard yards per game. Yards per completion, though, because point would be a lot of dink and dunk in there from what I've seen from Shuck. Now, I'm not holding that against him as a rookie quarterback, but it ain't, like, prolific.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll continue to work on that. Jackson Dart, he's got some better numbers than.
Jackson's way more exciting.
But there's not a lot of rookies that are playing right now, so that's the problem. I mean, so to be third in passer rating. Since week 8.
Yeah, and Shadur's is bad, and Dylan Gabriel's was bad for the 8 games
I think
he played. And
Brosmer was a joke.
Oof. What have the Vikings done to themselves?
They've cost themselves is what they've done.
Big time.
Because now they're in trouble. Now what do you do?
Oof.
Now you got no quarterback. Now, I mean, I guess there are some free agents coming out in 2026.
Who?
Kyler Murray going to be a free agent? Or like, we'll be looking for a new home, right?
If Arizona buys him out or whatever, right? Eat some of that money. Nobody's going to take that deal he's on.
Daniel Jones, rookie again. But you got to think the Colts will block him up, right?
I was going to say, but you haven't seen enough from Anthony Richardson to be ready to move off of Daniel Jones.
No, I mean, nothing.
So
Anthony Richardson is over.
Why wouldn't they say, talk themselves into saying, we've got our man?
You're right.
Daniel Jones.
They're going to have to trade for somebody. They're going to have to trade for a backup and hope that he's good enough to be a starter. Or trade for Kyler Murray, somebody like that.
Well, we know what that leads to.
Right.
So that's the problem with that.
Now,
I think they do, too. That'd be such a desperation move, boy.
I could argue
reeks
that.
Of desperation.
I'm not believing it, but I'm arguing that, all right, let's get him with Kevin O'Connell.
Like, he'll be a different guy. I'm just arguing that. It didn't work for JJ, though. It didn't work for Brosmer. It worked for Sam, but that looks more like a Sam thing than a JJ, than a KOC thing.
Kyler actually threw the ball. He throws the ball. He did it in college. He's done the NFL. Yeah. JJ never threw the ball in college. He can't throw it in the NFL. There is a difference.
You're
there.
Exactly right. I mean, that's
in terms of what O'Connell's got.
We all kind of said that. We're like, hey, you know, this guy wasn't asked to do what he's going to be asked to do in the NFL. Now,
what I don't know is if O'Connell said JJ McCarthy is our man, or that's more of the front office. But what I would tell you is there ain't a ton to work with there as a passer.
Yep.
You know, for him. And so I think what he did with Sam Darnold still rings true, you know, but we may have overrated him too. That I would hold that out as a possibility on him as a whisperer that he can just make everybody good. There's a chance that that's not the case. He did have what, Kirk Cousins, and then you know, Sam Darnold, who at least was open to being rehabilitated.
Absolutely.
And come on, Sam Darnold's throwing to Addison and freaking Justin Jefferson too.
Yeah,
that helped him.
I mean, yeah.
O'Connell might not be the whisperer we think he is, but
very possible.
We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know.
They got to do something.
Hard to separate, right? Hard to separate
anyway,
the
back,
two.
Grizzlies.
Yes, Grizzlies.
Play. Yeah,
our goats.
Yeah, I did. I think I probably jumped off football onto football from Grizzly, so I apologize for that.
No, it's
loose
fine.
Friday, where we're all hoping we soon have a Memphis football coach.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about that. I want to give you guys your itinerary for Friday night, 6 o'clock.
I think you started here. You're bringing us
I'm
back.
I'm bringing it back.
That's
yeah.
good. That's good.
I'm just
yeah,
you started.
I love this.
He started with the Memphis football search. Start
hey,
running down. Now
he can't go to it enough.
He's back
bro.
On it.
I was literally, I swear to God, I think I had a dream about
same segment.
Cauchy percentages. Like, I was having visions in my sleep about.
Hey, we got you doing too much checking that thing every second.
I'm not checking it right now, okay? Because, you know, let come what may, brother, right?
I'm waiting on you and the sign-off for Tim Kramsey, so get through this.
I was going to get
through
there.
This,
I was
and
get
I, need you, I need some final
I was
going to
get some football developments,
okay?
But, again, I want to make sure that all of Memphis is tuned in to their next quarterback. 6 o'clock tonight on I have to assume ESPN, right? It's a standalone college.
Incorrect. CBS Sports Network.
Okay, that's a demerit Jerry Mack then that he's not on ESPN.
Fox has got a Brad's Championship on the Mountain West.
Got it. Yes.
Does ESPN have the American that we won't be watching?
Oh, that's
Isn't
true.
That tonight?
Yeah, that's yeah. tonight. That's
I think
why.
That would be tonight since
Excuse
we're
me.
Contractually obligated.
Excuse me. Yes.
To cover the American.
You're very
over
right.
At ESPN.
Tulane.
With Tulane, North Texas, no coach.
Battle of coaches that. Are gone.
They're gone. Mm-hmm. Speaking of gone coaches, who will coach the bowl game for Memphis? Tim Kramsey is gone.
Reggie
Howard's going to coach the bowl game for Memphis. He's the interim. That's exactly right. I was going to ask Gabe if he wanted to go ahead and do it, but we
this got no spring game, bro.
Okay.
This is going to go on our, you know, on our program history mark.
You don't know what bowl it is, but you are ready. You are all in.
Oh, I know what bowl it is. They said, I mean, it's the usual suspects.
Yeah. The I mean, basically. Yeah, what's it going to be like, the Birmingham Bowl?
Yes.
Seems like it.
You want to talk about a sad
They said, is there
bowl.
Still a chance at the Military Bowl, or is that field, that one in Boston? Isn't that where it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
maybe a chance. But Don't we have ties with them?
The new
You want to come get the, you want to come get the sixth place team from the American? We're fired up.
The new addendum with the Military Bowl, though, is that you have to be willing to – go to Venezuela if you play in it. So,
you have to enlist.
The only reason we're playing this game is for Brendan, right?
I guess. And Cortez.
One last go.
Don't forget Cortez is 30.
He deserves the last game.
He does.
That man was a soldier for us.
He truly was.
I loved
was.
Him from the bottom.
Good player.
Great player.
But, yeah, I went, you know, quick story time. It's not a great story, but it is a story.
Is it about Tim Kramsey?
No. I went to you remember that magical Tiger season? And the football, magical football season when they started like 8-0 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Fuente left and Paxton at that time was like projected to be a, you know, number one overall pick, right? So I'm like, all right, let me go to 92.9 and let me say, hey, send me to the Birmingham Bowl. You know, they said, all right, cool. They actually ended up getting a sponsor. They got a sponsor and they sent me to the Birmingham Bowl to cover Paxton Lynch's last game as a Tiger. And it was.
Shout
most,
out to our sales staff.
Yes, absolutely. It was robust.
We had some players over there.
We had a team.
Yeah. We got four?
We got the Mighty Four.
Here we go.
The Mighty Four. There's no doubt about it.
I can't wait for
them.
The rest of this
and
payoff on the Birmingham Bowl.
I don't know if it's going to be a payoff, but it was the most drab bowl
you could ever. Paxton sucked in it. It was raining, and you were in this dump of a field. Like, I think it was still at Legion at that time, right? And it was like, why did I feel the need to come to this? Like, what the, you know? And then I've never done a bowl since, and I never will do a bowl since. I think
getting bowls was still more important than we look at it now.
Yes.
Even those, because, yes. Right? I mean,
yes.
That was the thing. You were trying to get back on a run of getting to bowls.
Yeah, that's so true. It meant something in a way that it doesn't really mean now.
And you were going in to do a service to the fan base and covering it and to the 929 listeners.
Yes.
About a game that we cared about because we cared about bowl wins back then.
We
in a
did.
Way that we don't now.
Yes, we've graduated.
I mean, we scoff at Ryan's bowl wins now. So it's completely
different. He's gone now.
Just to give you a little credit for knowing the story.
That's true.
Seeing the story and wanting to be there to cover the story.
Yes. My news judgment back then, it's like it's drivable, you know. But if I could, you know, I would have, you know, let's go to the Miami Beach Bowl.
Did you
one.
Take the Fusion down there is what I want
I think
to know.
I think that would have been 2016. So would that have been
different
Fusion
car?
Days?
I think
that
would have
been
what
Ultima
after
days. That would have been
Ultima.
Ultima
came out of Fusion.
Which, again, they discontinued. They discontinued the Ultima after this year. And, my first car was a 97 Ultima. I think I said this. It was beige, but it had an aftermarket stereo, which made me feel like I was better than a normal Altima driver. You know what I mean? And that's really the key when you just want to feel better than everybody else.
Right.
And I did because I had a aftermarket stereo.
Was it better than the car that your friend stole from your mom?
It wasn't my friend. It was
the brother.
I have black friends.
But you played ball with him, bro.
I do have black friends. A lot of people don't know that.
He ran such a con on John. I'm gonna play ball with him and then take his mama's car.
Literally, I've been had.
He could tell the young man liked basketball.
Like, I've met some of John's friends.
This was not my friend.
It was just a brother from the street.
This was a random person.
He
but
got
y'all
in
found
there.
Him. Didn't he give it back? Didn't he come back? Y'all
no,
knew
he
who
didn't
he was.
Come back.
Boy, he's from the neighborhood or something.
He abandoned the vehicle with the keys in it. We were able to retrieve it.
Clearly, he just lives in the neighborhood. If he just walked up,
he was
to
on
take
a,
the car.
He was on a bike.
Well, I would say that means he lives in the. That's a confirmation that he lives in the neighborhood. You think he pedaled from Raleigh or something over to Macon?
I think he lived in the Greenbrook Apartments,
very close.
Which is as if you know the lore, you know that's where Mom Deuce always said we don't go over there.
I was just over there. That Popeye is one of the best ones going. Nobody goes over there. Still operating at a high level.
It's not called Greenbrook anymore.
It's so much better than going to Germantown Parkway Popeyes. That thing wrapped around the whole building. You go to the one on. There's nobody there because, as John said, they're scared. Mm.
It's not
we've
great
talked
part.
About
it's
that
really
part of town.
Bad.
That
it's
part like, of town has gotten, especially on the other side of 40 right there, that part of town's gotten really little sketchy.
It's a little iffy. I mean,
we've talked about
it. It's always been a little iffy, but it's not bad. Like, it's, you know, I think, you know.
Do you still have folks that live there?
My mom lives in that neighborhood still, same house.
We're going to move her out of there, aren't we?
That's
the goal.
The house is almost paid off, Coach.
Let's go. Right.
That's even more reason.
Damn.
Oh, no.
It's
no,
time.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
It's really
yes,
not.
It is.
She's happy over there.
She
like.
Deserves it. Now, she's worked so hard. She can't wait to pay it off.
Yeah, she doesn't want to have a note.
And then you're right.
She doesn't want to have a mortgage.
But we can make that happen.
Do you think you're doing the show with Jaren Jackson Jr.?
You have 10 jobs.
I understand that, but I ain't coming close to paying two
And you're about
mortgages.
To have kids that can work.
That's
and
true.
And bring
what,
in
you want to put
the Martin family.
Put them clowns to work. We can do that.
She deserves it.
I wish I could
If there's
do
anything
it.
I can do, start up a fund, I'll help.
We don't need a fund, man.
That's how much I think of her, and I want to get her out of that neighborhood if I can.
Yeah.
I love that she's there and she's paid that thing off.
Yeah.
Now it's time to really go
But yeah, I
level
mean,
up.
Some people would say that Silverfield pulled the same con on Memphis that man who strode up on the bike did on me, that he's been checked out since October.
I'll just hold in my hand. He got me. He got me, too. He bringing the hats and everything else.
You really believe that? You really believe that he was gone since October? I believe it because there was that report about Golish. That happened.
Right. If Auburn doesn't open.
Or Summerall doesn't take it. Right,
there is the chance that Florida goes with Golish. He did beat them, so I guess John, that's still a possibility because Florida always still could have turned to Golish.
Right
after Summerall.
Right,
so I would say yes, maybe it is a possibility that Arkansas, you know, but I do think they prioritized Golish over Silverfield, and if there was a way they could get Golish, they would have taken him. leaving Silverfield at Memphis. But it's not like Florida wouldn't have been very familiar with Golish had Summerall picked Auburn. My point. Does that make sense?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a great question.
I mean, Hunter's lying? And then is that Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think he's lying?
I mean, there's always ways to bend the truth, you know. There's always ways to.
Did he need to say all that?
He doesn't
I know
need
it
to.
Was it, well, it was yeah. to go out there and make the point. Yeah, I think he kind of maybe thought he did. It was to make the point that I had prioritized Ryan Silverfield, no, and that he wasn't some backup pick.
Right.
I think that's why he went into thought putting the timeline out there was necessary,
right,
so he could tell his fan base, no, this is one of my priority guys.
Right.
But boy, does it make him look bad
it
in
does.
Terms of his handling of it here.
It definitely
and I just,
does.
I would just tell y'all on this, falling in love with these guys.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about, let's go, non-penny coaches.
Yep.
Because they're all looking to move up to the power job. You know, loving, buddy, hoping they're going to be here forever. That ain't how it works. And it's not what they're here to do.
Yep.
It's not what they're here to do. They're here to move on to the next one and get paid. And we need to start getting as transactional with these coaches and our feelings toward them.
Yep.
I know some are like, well, I don't want Dan Mullen because he's going to be out here after a year.
No. You know,
then I got to go find another coach. No, we should want to be
yes.
that turnstile, quite frankly. We usually use it in a negative connotation.
Yes.
We want to be that turnstile. It means you're hot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Means you are a constant producer of Power 4 coaches. Everybody's coming to get you. Everybody wants it.
Yep.
And so that's what you need to be. I push back against that. Oh, I want one that's going to stay here and value Memphis forever. Nobody's going to do that in this business while you are not a part of the power structure. Nobody's going to look at you that way. God, I'm trying to want to shake these folks and wake them up. Let's stop getting connected to it. Ryan did his thing. He got paid.
Yep.
We need somebody who's going to do better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with it. All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Part of the podcast is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.